Solomon says in Proverbs 16:20, when a person, he that handles a matter wisely, shall find tov. He knows that all things work for the tov of them that love Yah. He will find the tov. Even though it can be a very acidine situation, he will find tov. He will find the very value of that situation and that circumstance. That you will benefit, he will, and others will gain from it. But he says this, but whoso batak trust in Yahweh, happy, Esha, happy is he. We are not happy because we have no confidence in Yah. When you know that, it was, can I use this expression? And I will draw, use this metaphor. But when someone knows that there's a great gift that's coming to them, there's an excitement about that. They can't sleep at night. The expression is feel full of the gladness of that circumstance. And they wait upon it. And they have confidence in what Daddy said he's going to do. He's going to do it. And when they see that red bicycle, the child rejoices greatly. Can't sleep the next night or the next one because the mind is on that. But what a man has confidence in Yah. He is, what scripture says, Esha. He's happy. We're not happy because we have no confidence in him. You're unhappy because you have confidence in flesh. You have confidence in man, your own hidden man of your own heart. And that's a deceived man that is hidden. That's why he hides under deception. I believe what he said. Shaul was a man, Solomon was a man of great wisdom, was he not? Did not Yah grant unto him much? Because he wanted to know how to convey the message of Yah unto Israel. He didn't ask for riches, and because he had a love that was temperate, he said, not only will I give you that, but I will give you much because of that. And he expressed unto us, he tells us here, brothers and sisters, what a man and whoso a batak trust in Yah, Esha. He is happy. He is blessed. He is full of the blessings of Yah. Happy is he. You're not happy because you have no confidence. When a wife has confidence in her husband, man, she knows that he is not going to do something that causes some separation in the marriage. So when he comes home, she's happy to see him. She doesn't have to question him because he says, I'm going to the store and I'm going to go over and see Brother James. And then I want to holler at Brother Christian. I'll be at home. I'll be home. I'll be home in 2 hours. She has confidence in what he says. So she doesn't say, well, where did you go? Did you go to Brother Chris' house? No, she has confidence in her heart. She's happy just to see him. So when one has confidence in Yah, then they're happy. You can say what you want to. That's what the book says. When you find someone that is not happy, they have no confidence. And yeah, because the joy, the shimcha of Yah, the joy of Yah, it strengthens us. It gives us this ecstasy of excitement. We're excited about what Yah is doing. And we have confidence in that. When you get the confidence of Yah, you will be happy. You will be happy. You will have the Esha. You'll be happy and blessed. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, I sit at times studying or reading a few scriptures. And that's something, I don't know how to express it. But it flows from the inward parts. I don't want to say it's a tough feeling, but it sure is nice. I know it's real. Because there's confidence in what I read, I believe it. So when you have confidence in Yah, you'll be happy. You find those that are not happy, they have no confidence in Yah. Is that how it reads in the text? Yah said it, didn't he? It's settled. It's settled in Hashemayim. It is forever settled. You fight against that, you're a fool. He said this for our tov, our learning, and our expedience. Scripture says in Lucas, I want to read this. A few things I want to read. It says in Luke chapter 16, verse 31. And he said unto him, I simply want to read this one verse. If they hear not Moshe and the Nabi, neither will they have confidence. That is this Baltak persuaded. The one rose from the dead. If one raises from the dead, they will not have confidence in the word of Yah. If they will not hear Moshe and the Nabi, they will not hear the man of Yah. They will not have confidence in all. And we must hear. And the enemy, brothers and sisters, he has done an excellent job to fortify or refortify your rebelliousness that you will not hear. And because you cannot hear, you cannot have the confidence in Almighty Yahweh. Because he speaks directly to us, to our sins, how far we've fallen, how short we've come. We must understand that. It's one thing about a great leader. The superlative great doesn't express the greatness of Yahshua. He shows us. That's why the Ruach comes to reprove sin. He shows us how far we've fallen. We realize how far we've fallen. And to see what he has given unto us, it ought to cause our lives to rejoice with great confidence. Because we have all slipped ourselves into the abysmal darkness of hell. So that is what he does. That we will have confidence that he is the one that has begun the work. He's going to finish it. Yahshua is going to be manifested in Israel. Sure he is. I believe that. Shaul speaks to the brethren of Thessalonica of the great confidence in those that were in Thessalonica. He says in 2 Thessalonica chapter 3 verse 1. In 2 Thessalonica, he says, chapter 3 verse 1, he says, finally, Israelite brothers or my brothers, he says, Tefillah, a prayer for you. I pray for you that the word of Yahweh may have free course and be exalted even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, from all men that have not emunah, have not the faith of Yah. But Yahweh is faithful. Look what he says. Yahweh is faithful. Now, is that the truth? Yeah. It's either he's faithful or he's unfaithful. Yeah. Yahweh is faithful. Who shall establish you? Man, that's all right. He establishes people. Come on, brothers and sisters, I don't think we hear that. Yeah. Yahweh is faithful. Who shall establish you? And look at this. And keep you from evil. That's all right, Yahweh. You have no power to keep yourself from evil. You have no power to control your mind. That's why you need the mind of HaMashiach. You need that mind. The thoughts of our minds are putrefied. They're wicked. He will keep your mind from the evil thoughts. Verse 4, he says this, and we have Baltak. We have confidence in the Master Yahshua touching you. We are sure that this is the work of Yah and Yahshua. That you both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Master Yahshua, he said, and Yahshua directs your levim into the ahava or the love of Yahweh and into the patient waiting for Yahshua. That is what Yahshua does. When he is formed in us, he directs our love to love Yahweh. That's what he does. We have confidence in the works of Almighty Yahweh. That he directs our love to love Yahweh. That's what he does. Not to lust, not for greed, brothers and sisters. But he directs our love to have confidence to have great love, ahava, for Almighty Yahweh. And not only that, we wait for the sure kingdom of Yah to come. For Yahshua shall come and establish the kingdom. That we wait without complaining. We wait without questioning Yah. We wait without charging Yah foolishly. For we know that His word is forever settled. And we have confidence in what He says. We must, my brothers and sisters, believe what Yahweh says. We must. And He closes here as I want to close as He speaks. The brethren of the Hebrew brothers here in Ibram, Hebrews 2 and 13. As He gives them a great revelation of the expression. That they may understand the suffering of Yahshua and the reason. And for that purpose, what it has fitted them or placed them. He says in Ibram 2:13, Shaul says, and again, I put my trust, my betach, in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which Yahweh has given me. Yahshua said, all that you have given unto me, I have lost none except the son of perdition. And all those that are given unto the life of the truth of HaMashiach, they shall not be lost. So we must have our batak, our confidence in Yahweh. We must, brothers and sisters, we must believe what He says. We must have and take refuge of what He says. But the battles are there, take refuge in what He says. My heart is smitten, take refuge in what He says. The trials are insurmountable, take refuge in what He says. Allow the assurance of great confidence to overtake your life. That you will have a boldness of that assurance of the word of Yahweh. And you will not bow down to the powers of hell. But you will stand with great boldness as we put our trust, our batak, our confidence in Him. We put our confidence in Almighty Yah. But Yahshua, this living word, is our assurance of our aman. He says in Ibram 11:13, I love this here. This is my persuasion as I close. He says in Hebrews 11:13, he talks about those of Imunah faith. He said, these all died in Imunah faith, not having received the heavenly promises, but have seen them afar off. And look at this. And they were batak. They were confident. They were persuaded of them. And they embraced it and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. They were persuaded. They died in Emunah. They died in the faith of Yah. They were persuaded. They were batak. They were persuaded. They had confidence in what Yah had said. They had confidence. We must have confidence in what He has spoken unto us. If we don't have confidence, we're not going to die in the Emunah. They were so confident in that, that they were willing to die. And wives had their husbands raised from the dead. They wandered in strange places because they knew they were pilgrims, strangers. They know they were not a part of this earth because they were persuaded of the promises of Yah. Even though they had not seen them, they embraced them. And they knew the living power of this HaMashiach would come and bring the restoration of Yisrael unto the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what Yahshua is doing, bringing the restoration to restore Israel unto the bosom, that we may have a love and a pure love for Yah. And when you have that pure love, you will have confidence. It's only when a wife has love for a husband, she has confidence. And if that love is in jeopardy, she has no confidence at all. It's only the love that caused the confidence of a husbandman to rest in his bosom for his wife. When that is altered, then the confidence is lost. It is not that Yah doesn't love us. Herein is love, not that we loved Him, but that He loved us. But because our love is altered, because our love is with dissimulation, then we don't have confidence in Him. That's why. When you truly love Him, you will have confidence in Him. Because we care for the things of the world, the things of this life, the deceitfulness of the riches of this life, it has choked out the promises of Yah. So we have no confidence in Him. Will we have confidence? The boldness, the assurance. Will Yahshua be our refuge? Or will we find refuge in this corrupt world? May Yah strengthen us all tonight. May He cause His word to be enlightened in us. May He cause the reason of His hope to rise in the inward parts. For we must have confidence in our Abba. We must have the boldness that we need to press beyond the battles and the trials. And shall try Yisrael. And the trials and the afflictions shall come upon us. May Yah barak you all. You that are listening on the live stream, may He strengthen you. May He cause your love to rise with great confidence and boldness, with great assurance. Yah barak you all. Strengthen Yisrael. May give you all rest tonight. Us here, we may have confidence and rest in our HaMashiach. Hallelujah. And we will not fear anything at all. I don't fear nothing. I don't fear what the enemy can do to me. Nothing. I don't fear what no man can do to me. Hallelujah. When you get the perfect love of Yah, we cast out all fear with Him. We have confidence in Him. Though He slay me, I won't deny Him. I won't forsake Him. I will not forget Yah. So slay me, Yah. I want Him to slay me. Destroy every element of my flesh. May Yah barak you all. May He give you a wonderful rest tonight. May Yah strengthen you all and barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening. I told Yah, you that are listening, your gifts and offerings. There are many that are listening to the broadcast, and hearing the word, and they're being strengthened. You that are listening, send an offering, a gift to help for the outreach. We need hard drives for the computer. They're going bad, and they cost to get the ones that are nice. We have to have something. When we get larger ones that will, we don't have to worry about space being eaten up, because when what we do a lot of things here to give the people a lot. They can find everything on our website that they really need to really grow and to be nurtured. And what they need to do, you that are listening, send an offering. Don't sit here and be fed like this and be an extortioner, stealing and robbing and taking from the table. Bless the works of Yah here. We don't need your money, but you need to bless the works of Yah here. Hallelujah. When they were out there in the whorehouses they gave, something about these people, they're stingy as hell, and I say it. They will sit, they will listen, they will take, and they're extortionists. And that's just the truth. Hallelujah. You don't sit down at a table of bread and eat like this and then not bless Yah. Shaul calls them extortionists. They're thieves and they steal. Send an offering. Hallelujah. For your tav. In all things we do, barak you tonight, Almighty Yah. Bless your people, strengthen them here and around the world. Bless brothers and sisters, give them all rest tonight. We ask it all in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.